Lou, I was talking about the fact that according to this Weather Service report here, and I'm reading from the Sun Crimes right now, they show the map. Look here in the Midwest, this major snowstorm may be coming through.
Mm.
And it's got numbers like 14.9, 15.1, 9.0 in Morris, 15.0 more Mount Kankakee. This band of snow would be coming through. But in the fine print here, it says total snowfall, comma, 10:1 in. Okay, inches, total snowfall, but 10:1.
10:1. Are those odds?
I wonder if it means 16 is 1.6. But why would they do that?
I don't know.
I'm confused by this. So stand by, everybody. I'll get to the bottom of it. We're either going to get very little snow or the most snow you've ever had in your life. That's the kind of service we provide here at WGN. Our guys are saying a couple of inches. But if you do get snow, do you like those snow melting coils that run across people's roof lines?
I mean, for people that have had continuous problems with that, you know, typically when you have ice buildups and icicles and stalactites that come down there, that's because there's a bad ventilation issue in there. And some of the construction in homes in the Chicagoland area, there's not much you can do about it. You can't add insulation because of the way the house is built. It seems to be an issue with a lot of Tudors with very steep roofs. And those coils that can get installed will make a difference. It just won't allow that to form. The biggest issue with that, John, is that they have to stay plugged in.
Huh.
And so it's not something that some are controlled by thermostat. Okay. Now think about the mild weather that we have had. Okay. If you had it set to 32 degrees before that kicked on and they started using the electricity, you would have been a winner this winter. I mean, I think it was 37 degrees as I was driving in today.
Oh, yeah. And we've got sunshine today.
Sunshine, it's beautiful. And so if you forget to plug them in, you don't leave them plugged in, and now we get a big snowfall, and then the ice forms, and then you plug them in. Well, then all you end up having is like the zigzag of where the lines are.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to melt the rest of the snow. You need to stay ahead of it. And so I'm a fan of them if they're professionally installed and done right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you just have to make it. It's sort of like a heated floor in the bathroom. Greatest thing ever. If you're going to do it, plug them in. And so December 1st, you plug it in and you go. And then March 1st, you unplug it.
Do you like throwing salt up in the gutters?
When you have no other choice, yes. And there was a company for a while that made a product. They went out of business because it's such a specialty item. But you can take knee-high nylons,
yeah,
right? And you fill that with calcium chloride,
yeah,
and you put that in the gutters, and it will melt slowly. And the idea is that then when the wind blows, it'll blow the nylons onto your front lawn, and people are going to be like, boy, those Williamses, they really...
Hey.
What were they doing in the front yard?
Welcome to the neighborhood. 630 says, can you ask Lou Manfredini, do those electric snow shovels work? What's an electric snow shovel?
It's exactly what it is. It's not a snow thrower. It's like a shovel, but on the end of it, it's a rotating paddle like a snow thrower, but in a mini form. Toro makes one that's battery operated. They've had them forever that were corded. They're really good for small things.
So you just run it like a vacuum.
Exactly. And so it can push the snow left or right.
Oh, nice.
And if for steps, if you have a balcony, you live in a condominium,
nice.
You have a small a lot of people, if you live out there in the mean streets of Del Webb Sun City where they come and do the snow removal for you, but you just want to do the little walkway yourself cuz you just want something to do, get one of these bad boys. The battery operated Toro is really good.
I have a gas oil mix from last year in my gas container. Is that still good to put in my snow thrower?
100%. The two-cycle, if you still are running a two-cycle snow thrower, you should get rid of it and buy a four-cycle because it's better for the environment.
Did you know that 1 hour of running a snow, a leaf blower is equivalent to driving 1,100 miles in a car?
That's why in the state of California, as of January 1st, you can no longer buy a gas-powered
really
lawnmower. And that now in
lawnmower
some, yeah
wow
they're all new now it has
yeah.
to be electric
yeah.
And that'll be true in some parts of California for snow throwers. And the trend now with battery operated snow throwers, I would not tell you in one second not to buy one because they're just as powerful, quieter, no gas, no oil, no fumes. And based on how often we use them here, it's a better investment.
Incidentally, Lou, I just want to continue to confuse and confound people with the weather forecast, which says that on January 9th to the 11th, the Weather Service is saying a strong storm in the Chicago area might yet happen. They have growing confidence in a possibly strong storm in the Chicago area next week.
What does Tom Skilling say?
I don't have Tom Skilling, but one of our listeners who said he worships at the altar of Tom Skilling said that that 10 to 1 ratio means 10 inches of moisture equals 1 inch. No, 10 inches of... No. I don't know what he said.
This is a great segment.
10 to 1. So 1 inch of moisture equals 10 inches of snow.
I believe that's right.
So these numbers...
But we need the temps to be low.
Yeah, and I think it sure looks like it's going to be right on the borderline of too warm. But the numbers in the Chicago area...
The ground's
again,
not frozen.
They're showing, like Kankakee, 16.1. Morris, 9.0. Mm. North side of Chicago, 10.8. Southwest, Northwest Indiana, 18.3.
Wow.
Well, you could sell some snow throwers for that.
I would just be happy to sell a shovel.
Questions for Lou Manfredini, 312-981-7200. Somebody asked, what do you do about Leafs? Do you like the Leaf Guard products that are out there?
I think that any product that you put in your gutters to keep you from cleaning out the gutters is way less expensive than a new hip. And as we age, in our old house, I had gutter protection on there, and I never cleaned the gutters in 20 years.
Is Lou a fan of Leaf Guards for gutters?
They are. It is probably the most expensive system you could put.
Leaf Guards.
And it is worth it. It does the job, but it is very expensive. And there are alternatives to it that are...
Like a mesh over the top.
Correct. Or there's one that looks like a pipe cleaner, or there's one that looks like a sieve.
Okay,
but
so all of those work.
Correct.
All of those...
Leaf Guard is just one system.
But a very expensive one.
It's an expensive one, but it also, in my opinion, is definitely an added value because of its brand.
Love my battery-powered snow blower. Snow blower, not snow shovel here. But are the battery-powered ones, though, do they have enough oomph?
All day. John, I'm telling you, the people that have purchased them and used them swear by them. And they keep getting better and better and better. Toro, as I mentioned, is one. Ego is another one that has a battery system. They're quiet. You just push the button and go. Like, that's what you should have at your house.
Lou, I know. I do have a service that comes
to our
house.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm supposed to have a service, but I didn't sign up for it, and it's probably going to be too late for me now.
I don't know about that. They're probably dying for your money.
Earlier this month, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Electric Vehicle Charging Act. It requires all new single-family homes and multifamily buildings to include EV-capable parking, the electrical panel capacity and conduit needed for charging. It was originally written that it sounded like you actually had to have them EV-ready, like you had to have a charger there.
Hmm.
You don't, but you do have to have the wiring and the conduit there so that somebody can install it. That's on all new builds. What do you make of that?
It's just a dryer plug. That's all it is.
Okay.
If you had an electric dryer, it's a 40-amp or a 50-amp plug. And so to have that done is not a burden on a builder.
I was wondering about that.
No. I mean, my wife drives an electric car. And we have EV charger in our home, and it's awesome. She hasn't bought gas since June, right? And doesn't ever. My wife was always one where she would drive by a gas station and then text the family and say, "On route some such and such, it's $2.59 a gallon or whatever." I haven't gotten those texts in forever because she doesn't buy gas.
Here's what I want to know, because batteries are charged somehow, and a lot of times that's from carbon emissions. I wonder what percent then the batteries are better for the environment.
Well, in Illinois, most of our power is nuclear.
Yeah.
So in Illinois, we don't, the vast majority of our power system.
Really? So it really is a pretty efficient save.
It is. Yeah. And we have, since June, I have not seen a marketable uptick in our electric bill.
Oh, no kidding.
It's wow. not it's a non-negotiable, like oh my gosh, look, it's so much more.
So if you can afford an electric car or choose to get one in Illinois right now, that's a pretty good deal.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the emissions part of it, the quietness, they're super peppy.
Does it make you almost dangerous? Like, do you find, or does she find herself accelerating too quickly because you can?
No, but I just read an article that Tesla owner, people with Teslas have a higher percentage of accidents than non-Tesla owners. Like the insurance.
And to what do they attribute that?
It has to be the acceleration. Because it is unbelievable how quick the car is.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Lou Manfredini, Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Okay, thank you, sir.
Happy New Year.